This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Here you hear raindrops in the background. Well, I can't do anything about that, folks. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on this Monday night, November 4th, 2024, all things K-State sports, postcast with basketball. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging out with EG3, as we are already closing in on another year here in, well, we're about 2 months out from 2025. It's crazy here, folks, but we still got unfinished business around some of the sports already here out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So again, make sure you hit that like, subscribe button, and more importantly, also in addition to that, make sure you hit that alarm bell every time we post content pretty much almost daily in here. Maybe another hour or two or so, my reaction to a bad loss at Houston for the football team will be up there as well. And then tomorrow morning, this postcast of K-State Women's Basketball will follow up with that as well. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And also, feel free to go and check out the latest editions of this podcast. And coming soon, we'll have an episode over on our Podbean channel. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, and we have been dealing with rain all weekend long, and it's carried on into Monday night as well. So, woo, this is going to be interesting. But anyways, postcast real quick here. Women's basketball home opener, season opener for K-State Women's Basketball happened this morning as they hosted Green Bay. K-State Women's Basketball under course in charge of the ship. Head coach Jeff Mitty again in his 11th year. Crazy, crazy. I've said that numerous times over the summer and a couple times here in the fall there as well. And K-State, easy win over Green Bay today, 92-95 there. As, of course, K-State handling business in their first game. They handled business in the preseason game against Washburn, and pretty much another easy win there against Green Bay. Jalen Glenn, 17 points on today, 6 of 12 from the field, 4 from 9 from deep, 9 rebounds and 6 assists and 3 steals. Of course, Jalen Glenn known for her defensive skills, but also we have seen it since she was a freshman. It continues to improve the offensive game, and you get this, especially last year. She went off a couple of games last year, but Jalen Glenn, obviously, we've seen these freshmen grow up in front of our eyes, and look at this team where it is at now. Obviously, NCAA high expirations, you're preseason number one in your conference, and you're loaded, including getting a couple of gets out of the transfer portal, that including Kennedy Taylor. Kennedy Taylor made a plus splash in a preseason game as well. Kennedy Taylor is senior, 20th career double-double today, 16 points behind Jalen's 17, 5 of 8 from the field, 11 rebounds, a block, and a steal. So, man, it feels good to talk some basketball a little bit on this podcast here, as K-State Women's Basketball, 13th ranked in the nation, takes care of business over Green Bay this morning, 92-45, 80 degrees for this podcast here as well. Yeah, crazy. And also, actually, Kenny Taylor makes her debut, made her debut today. Tamara Pondexter, a couple of people are talking about her recently. That's what we need to be paying attention to as well. Speaking of her, 15 points, Pondexter. 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 assists. We're talking about some of the newbies. We're not talking about the OGs. Now the seniors, the leadership on this team. We just mentioned one of them, Jalen Glenn. Here, Serena Sundell. Here's his talented OG, 12 points and 3 assists there as well. And yeah, K-State easily running out to a 28-7 lead. Never look back, really, from the word go out there. And this is what you have to do, unlike K-State football on Saturday. Got to take care of and again, not throwing shade at Green Bay, but K-State, you're all the talented team. Go out and handle your business. Go out, just another, even though it's counted, discounted at the regular season game. No doubt. Easy victory here today, here this morning. There, so take care of business there. Let's see. We already named Pondexter here. I'm probably gonna, maybe, probably not here as well. Yeah, so there's that. Some facts there. This was the earliest reading some of the script, post-game script here, this was the earliest, who knew, season opener ever for K-State women's basketball. That's crazy. Usually, I'm like, what? 11 a.m.? You serious? But, you know, given the opponent, it don't matter. You know, so if this was like Iowa State, something like that, and of course, we're going to talk a lot of Big 12 coming up down the line here on this podcast, but yeah, it's like crazy. Like that's just weird. No, unless it's theirs. 5-2 now. K-State wins basketball over Green Bay. There as well. There in Jeff Mitty. Let's see. There was a stat here on Jeff Mitty here. Jeff Mitty in the month of November, 49 of his last 60 games in the month there under head coach Mitty, 47-11 in those games there as well. And let's see. Yeah. The starting lineup this morning consists of Zianna Walker, Jalen Glenn, Serena Sundell, Tamara Pondexter, and I might not be saying that right, but we're gonna roll with the punches like we usually do as a podcast. Ayoka Lee, right? That was the same lineup that we saw in the preseason against Washburn. Okay, there as well. 92 points. K State marked for the ninth time they have scored 90 plus points in a season opener. There as well, and K State. 50% shooting in each of the quarters as well. Jalen Glenn, the seventh player in the Jeff Mitty era to tally the final line of 15 or more points. Again, the OG. We're just giving it all here on this podcast. I'm not just naming, put a nickname, official nickname on the Fab Four. The Glenn twins, Jalen, we talked a lot. Briley, outside of the starting lineup, coming off the bench now. Then you have Ayoka Lee and Serena Sundell. Now you incorporate Zianna Walker, who came off the bench last year, into the starting lineup. And you put Pondexter, or Pondexter, right into the starting lineup. And Jeff, what I've heard from the Run It Back podcast. Run It Back podcast. Our friend Jasmine Halliburton saying that, you know, Jeff Mitty said, we got to find a spot for her on the floor. So This is you're eating. Your case wants basketball. I know it's Green Bay's only first game of the year, but my goodness, you gotta feel good. Right. I know it's just Green Bay, but again, you're handling business. You're doing what you have to do, right, to win this, to give yourself a chance to win this basketball game, and they did that easily. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, K State wants basketball, 13th ranked in the top 25, 92. Green Bay 45 at Bramlage Coliseum this morning out there as well. I want to run down the rest of the team here as well. Here we mentioned that Terrence Sides was 3 of 7. Gisela Sanchez, 20 minutes, 3 of 6. Imani Lester, 2 of 2, perfect from the field. Eliza Maupin. We keep forgetting about Maupin. Maupin was huge in a couple some of those games last year. Clearly, what comes to mind, Iowa last year as well. She was huge in some of these games, and that's why K-State was got as high as they ranked. and the same thing could go again this year as well. We're going to be going reviewing this schedule here again at some point for this team. But yeah, let's see here. That's it. That's all I see here. No Briley Glenn in this lineup. So yeah, that's a little bit weird there. Kind of odd there in a way there. Kennedy, we already mentioned that. Terrence Sides and Gisela Sanchez, 8 apiece. Lester, 4 points. Maupin did not Lester any points in this one. Ayoka Lee, back to her, your star player. 7 points. You had, let's see, your 3 or 4 from the field there. In only 10 minutes of action there. And so I wonder if that was just to hold her back a little bit, or hopefully no injuries there. That's a little low there for Ayoka there. But, of course, it's, again, we keep saying, you know, so, yeah, it's only Green Bay and all things like that. So, yeah, so hopefully it was just a precautionary there as well. We know the story of Ayoka Lee's since her career, Ayoka Lee's career here at K-State with injuries and all that, and her being that centerpiece of this basketball team. For sure, you're going to need her. It's a long basketball season. You need her to be healthy. That is the key. If Ayoka Lee's healthy, yeah, this team can go. But also, you have the talent. Alex Aiden, if you've been with me on this podcast since Ayoka Lee's journey started at K-State, while she was a freshman like Serena Sundell and the Quinn Twins, Asuka said, put the talent around her and you could be lethal. And this team could be definitely be lethal than last year's team. That is for sure. So hopefully I was just a precautionary there. 10 minutes that on the stat sheet seems a little alarming there. But it's early, very early, and Jeff Mini, K-State, handling their business here. We're just going to leave it at that, folks, for right now on this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. What you can find, wherever you get your podcast, once again, K-State, 13th ranked in the country. Your women's basketball team handled business this morning in their season opener, 2024-25 campaign against Green Bay, 92-45. Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. You'll hear him soon. It looks like we're going to probably have him on Wednesday. It was like we're shooting for that as well. No, he was going through a little bit of a situation out there, kind of a earthly situation, with earthquakes and all that. But thankfully everything subsided there as well. So hopefully we got to get him on here. And again, coming soon, more bonus coverage over on the Podbean app. Feel free to go ahead and download the Podbean app right now. Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from a rainy, hopefully this will be the end of the rain for some point, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Another podcast episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here coming up in upcoming days this week. Go Cats!